Well, leaders' questions today was a Pascal Donoghue free zone, and top of the agenda was the cost of living. Arguably the main issue being kept out of the top spot by what might be termed a six-man van poster polling company election expenses return. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, no, she didn't. Gate. But Owen, before we get to the cost of living issues, Pascal, as an issue notable by its absence, it was actually Sinn Féin's accounting for election expenses that were in the headlines today, if not at leaders' questions.
That's right. I thought it was interesting that Pascal Donoghue, who wasn't mentioned during leaders' questions today, I mean, it would suggest that perhaps he did enough when he spoke in front of the Dáil. I think it was his third time speaking on this issue on Tuesday evening. But as you say, of course, there was a rather, for Sinn Féin, an unfortunate story that had emerged to do with their expenses from the 2016 campaign. And it's quite easy to remember this. It's this €2,016 that isn't accounted for. And it's to do with the renting of rooms. And in particular, there was one invoice, I think, that wasn't paid in the Royal Irish Academy. Now, I suppose if you look at it, I mean, this is something that normally I don't think would be too controversial. But the fact that Sinn Féin have made hay over this whole Pascal Donoghue, the six men in a van, and who provided the posters, what time were they put up and what angle were they put up almost, I think that a lot of people in Fine Gael in particular were, let's just say, very enthused about this coming to light. Okay. There was press statements being released, and as I say, a lot of people in Fine Gael were taking the chance to exact their revenge, I guess. But I think... If you were to look at this, at the expenses, I'm sure that Claire here beside me will have a chance to speak about this. But this was the question that a lot of politicians kind of said privately. They were like, why are we going into this? Because everyone has probably made a similar mistake, or there has been similar oversights, as have been said. When it comes to election campaigns, I mean, election campaigns are, there's almost a frenetic pace. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of volunteers being involved. Mistakes are made. Why did we open this can of worms? And I think today, as I say, when we saw in leaders' questions, when the issue was very very much skirted, perhaps it shows that maybe everyone has kind of gotten to the end of... The end of this particular road, and perhaps they don't want to dive any further.
Right. Claire Curran just shows things go wrong in terms of accounting for election expenses after a campaign, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Things go wrong, mistakes are made, and I think what is important when mistakes are made, when they're identified, is that they're rectified immediately. We've been in touch with SIPO today. The returns will be amended and they will be filed tomorrow. It'll be corrected immediately. That's not what happened with Pascal Donoghue, of course. This issue came up in 2017. It came up a few months ago. He didn't rectify it. Mistakes are made. It's been made in this case and it's been rectified immediately. And that's important. And yeah, of course, mistakes will be made, but it's important that they're rectified when they are identified. And that's what we're doing now.
Right. And when you say immediately, you mean when they were brought to your attention by the media in the case of the polling 6 years after the fact and 2 years after the fact
Yeah, you see, frankly, when a mistake's made, I'm not really bothered whether you discover the mistake yourself or someone points it out to you. Once that mistake, you hold up your hands and you correct it. And that's what's important. Pascal Donoghue didn't do that. In fact, I mean, he was his own worst enemy, really. This could have been sorted out at the very beginning. It dragged on for 2 weeks and really that was of his own making. But what's important here is we hold our hands up and we correct it. And that's what we're doing. This isn't a political donation. It wasn't a secret event. It was nothing in secret. These were events open to all of the media and it will be corrected and it'll be corrected immediately.
Sure. Marco Cossig, is this something you're glad to put behind you or that you never haven't been involved in so far? Was there any check going on in the Green Party as regards election expenses, or are you mercifully clear of this?
I was actually one of the lucky 10% to be audited last year on my PRA expenses, so I'm glad to have come through that process.
A plus.
I think everything's okay and everything is as it should be, but I think what this really shows is the danger of that assumption of the moral high ground over relatively small amounts of money. Now, in the case of Sinn Féin, for example, it's not like the party is short of the few bob in order to pay for these rooms. I absolutely genuinely believe it was an oversight, as Owen said, in the heat of battle, in what is always a frenetic campaign. But I think there was a baying for blood on the part of Pascal Donoghue earlier in the week. It shows that danger of adopting a moral high ground. Mistakes can easily be made. as Claire said,
right, before
what's
I go to
Marianne, you rectify
how
them.
Deep a dive is the audit? What did they go through? What did they ask you for? What did you have to produce?
It's a full account of your expenses that were paid for the 2021 year. So
receipts, the lot.
Receipts, yeah. If I bought a bottle of water to put into the office, that would have to be receipt. I have a sweeping brush on it because we bought a sweeping brush for the office that had to be, I actually had to take a photo of the sweeping brush in the office and returns
which was not used for sweeping things under the carpet.
No, actually, we have laminate in the office, easier to keep clean.
Marianne Harkin. If I wasn't in a cold sweat before now, I am after hearing that.
Absolutely.
That a photograph had to be taken of the sweeping brush.
It was a lovely August, Marianne.
Well,
we very much enjoyed it.
All I can say is that certainly in my experience, and I've been involved in a number of elections, European and general, we're always in a cold sweat. Did we get everything right? In fact, only recently, and my secretary will kill me for this, but when this whole issue about Pascal Donoghue was raised, she said, oh, Marion, you know, was that right? Was this right? And I kept saying to her, if it's volunteers, that's fine. We've sorted it. We've checked with SIPO and we did time and time again.
Right.
But the truth is, you are in a cold sweat. And the thought of these audits, because sometimes a very small amount of money, maybe 785, maybe shouldn't be in it and should be somewhere else. You're just horrified because once you're explaining, you're losing.
Right.
It doesn't actually matter the rationale or whether the sweep and brush, whether you took the photograph or you didn't. And look, I accept it because transparency, accountability, then you can say, look, I did my best. That's where it's at. Because we had situations where that was, you know, not the case. But the moral high ground on this is the slippiest possible place
right.
to be, because you just don't know what might be lurking.
It's cured my Leaving Cert nightmares.
It's which?
I don't wake up in the middle of the night dreaming about the Leaving Cert anymore.
Right.
It's a PRA audit.
That's
okay.
Not a joke.
All right. Okay. Well,